I want to first of all say thank you everyone for being here tonight and say that tomorrow evening it will be my pleasure and my honour to host an event in Parliament where our friends from Hezbollah will be speaking. I'd also invited friends from Hamas to come and speak as well. Unfortunately, the Israelis would not allow them to travel here, so it's going to be only friends from Hezbollah. So far as I'm concerned, that is absolutely the right function of using parliamentary facilities to invite people from other parts of the world. So that we can promote that peace, that understanding, and that dialogue. And the idea that an organisation that is dedicated towards the good of the Palestinian people and bringing about long-term peace and social justice and political justice in the whole region should be labelled as a terrorist organisation by the British government is really a big, big historical mistake. And I would invite the government to reconsider its position on this matter and start talking directly to Hamas and Hezbollah. That is the only way forward to bring about peace. London has traditionally been a centre where many organisations have been able to exist and have their being in order to promote anti-colonial, anti-imperial activities all over the world. The Chinese revolutionaries were in London, the Latin American revolutionaries were in London, every African revolutionary was in London at some point. They all ended up having tea with the Queen at the end of it, as Tony Benn always reminds us, so you never know. And also, perhaps more appropriately, because of the language that was used by the then British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, the African National Congress, I'm very pleased to say, had its offices in my borough all through the period of the apartheid movement. Under the kind of legislation we've got in this country now, they wouldn't have been welcomed guests in our borough as they were, and we were all very happy to work with them. They would all be denied activity, probably imprisoned, quite probably deported, because they would be labelled as a terrorist organisation. The language is something we've got to reconquer, and that is part of what tonight is about. So I think tonight is actually something very important and very historic, and I'm very pleased that Stop the War Coalition and the Palestinian parliamentarians have come together to do tonight's meeting and indeed what we're doing tomorrow night. I'll just conclude with this thought. The Palestinian people lived all over Palestine. Israel was established in 1948. They were driven out into Gaza, mostly, the West Bank, or scattered to the four winds all over the world. They've stayed fundamentally together with that dream of returning home, that dream of being able to live in Palestine. I go to Palestine quite often, and I just feel this sense of desperation and anger when you see the checkpoints, the roadblocks, the wall, the settlements, and the humiliation of Palestinian people day in and day out. And then we're all full of what happened in Gaza in January, when 1,500 people were killed, including 400 children were killed during that particular Israeli military activity. Think back 2 years to what happened in Lebanon. Think back the siege of Jenin. Think back the building of the walls. Think back the Palestinian parliamentarians and others that are in prison. Think back to Sabra and Shatila. We are opposed to Zionism and what Israel is doing towards the Palestinian people. But we're opposed to them from a point of view of unity. All our marches have involved very substantial Jewish contingents, and they always will, because our argument, and I refuse to be dragged into this stuff that somehow or other, because we're pro-Palestinian, we're anti-Semitic, it's a nonsense. What we're in favour of is a Palestine where everybody can live. They can't live if you've got Zionism dominating it all. Now, I'm pleased that the talks are taking place. I'm pleased that Hamas and Fatah and others are taking place. It is not the job of the West, through its aid policies and its structural adjustment policies, to decide who the government of Palestine should be, who the representatives of the Palestinian people should be. When the elections took place, Palestinians were elected to the Palestinian National Authority. 40 of them are still in Israeli prisons for having the temerity to take part in a wholly democratic election, and it was a very democratic election. I was there, I observed that electoral process. They're still in prison. That is a contempt for democracy. And the European Union continues trading with Israel, and indeed offering this enhanced associate status towards Israel at some point in the future. Our function is to support those people that are supporting and defending and representing the Palestinian people. Our job is to make sure they have a voice. Our job is to make the political waves that we can in this country. Part of those waves are inviting and welcoming our friends from Lebanon and from Palestine to London to take part in these meetings, to take part in that debate, and tomorrow be able to meet a number of members of Parliament. I can't speak for whether any government ministers are going to come along or not. I doubt it somehow. But I tell you this, we break through barriers by walking through them. That's what we're doing at the moment. Thank you very much.